In the name of our Lord, I speak.
奉耶稣圣名讲话。
This evening, I would like to share the sermon, A Guide to Good Health, for our mutual encouragement.
今晚我想同大家分享健康之道。
We all want to enjoy good health.
我哋每个人都希望有健康。
Because our health determines our quality of life.
因为我哋嘅健康决定我哋生命嘅价值。
Even before we are born, the issue of health is talked about.
在我們未出世之前，已經有人在談論健康之道。
If you ask a pregnant woman if she would like to have a boy or a girl,
如果你問一個懷孕的婦人，她想要一個男仔還是一個女仔，
The common reply is, I don't mind as long as the baby is healthy.
通常她的答案就是，我沒有所謂，總之她健康就可以了。
So physical health is important.
所以健康是非常重要。
And we try to do everything we can to maintain good health.
我们会尽我们所能去维持我们的健康。
No one likes to be sick.
没人想生病。
For Christians, we need to be concerned about another kind of health.
身为基督徒，我们还要去关心我们另外一种健康。
That is our spiritual health.
就是我们属灵上的健康。
Our spiritual health, in fact, is more important than our physical health.
事实上，我们属灵的健康是比我们肉身的健康更加重要。
This is because our life on earth is only temporary.
是因为我们的生命在这个世上是暂时的。
We know that our physical bodies will eventually die.
我知道我们总有一天会死去。
But our spirits will live for eternity in heaven.
但是我们的灵会永远地活在天国。
Let us turn to 3 John.
我们请翻开约翰三书。
3 John.
约翰三书。
Verses 1 to 2.
第一、第二节。
3 John, verses 1 to 2.
约翰三书第一、第二节。作长老的写信给亲爱的该由，就是我诚心所爱的。第二节，亲爱的兄弟啊，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。
Elder John wrote a wonderful greeting to his good friend Gaius。
喺呢度，约翰长老写咗一封信俾佢嘅亲爱嘅朋友该由。
John prayed that his friend's physical health.Would be as good as his spiritual health.
约翰长老希望佢希望该由嘅身体能够正如佢嘅灵魂健康一样。
For Christians, it is important to think about both our physical and our spiritual health.
身为基督徒，我哋应该要注意身体同埋属灵上嘅健康。
I am sure we all know the requirements for good physical health.
我相信我们大家都知道要怎样去维持我们肉体上的健康。
We often hear experts tell us,
我们常常都会听到很多专家跟我们说
that we need to have a healthy diet.
我们需要有一个很均衡的饮食。
We need to exercise regularly.
我们要多做运动。
And we need plenty of rest.
我们需要多休息。
The requirements for spiritual health are just the same.
而属灵的健康的要求也都是一样。
So the first requirement for good health is a healthy diet.
所以第一个要健康的条件就是要有均衡的饮食。
We know that we need to eat food to provide the energy for our body to work.
我知道我们需要食物来给我们身体有力量。
And eating the right foods and the right amounts.Can help us to live a healthy life.
我们需要吃适量的食物，能令我们有健康的身体。
Research has shown that what we eat has a direct effect on our health.
而专家也都有讲到，你所吸收的食物会影响你的健康。
As a result, people are becoming more.Aware of the importance of a healthy diet.
就因为这样，越来越多人会注重这个均衡饮食的重要。
For good physical health,
而要有一个健康的肉体的身体。
Experts tell us to choose a diet with plenty of fruit and vegetables.
專家叫我哋要選擇適量嘅水果。
Low in fat, low in salt, and low in sugar.
低糖、低脂、低膽固醇嘅食物。
To promote good health in Hong Kong.
而要讓我哋喺住喺香港呢個環境能夠身體健康嘅話。
The Department of Health has recently launched a 2+3 program.
衛生署有提出一個2+3嘅計劃。
You may have seen the adverts on television.
你可能在電視上有看到廣告。
They recommend that we eat 2 servings of fruit and 3 servings of vegetables every day.
他們建議我們吃每天都吃2份的水果和3份的蔬菜。
Because research has found that if we do this, then the risk of developing cancer and heart disease will be reduced.
因為調查指出，如果我哋有呢一種均衡嘅飲食嘅話，可以減少我哋有心臟病同埋癌症嘅機會。
So we know what is a healthy diet for our physical body.
所以我哋知道要點樣去維持我哋嘅飲食，能夠令我哋有健康嘅身體。
But what about our spiritual body?
但係我哋屬靈嘅身體呢？
What must we eat in order to maintain spiritual health?
我哋要食啲乜嘢去維持我哋屬靈嘅健康？
Moses gave us the answer in the book of Deuteronomy.
喺《申命記》，摩西話咗俾我聽答案。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy.
請翻開《申命記》
Chapter 8,
第八章
Verse 3,
第三節。
Deuteronomy Chapter 8, Verse 3.
申命記第八章第三節。他苦練你，任你飢餓，將你和你列祖所不認識的瑪拿賜給你吃，使你知道人活著不是單靠食物，乃是靠耶和華口裡所出的一切話。
So the answer is the word of God.
所以答案就是神的話。
And in this verse,
而在這一節，
Moses made a comparison between food and the word of God.
摩西將神的話和食物作一個比較。
He is telling us thatMan's physical life needs food.
摩西告訴我們，人活著是需要食物的。
But man's spiritual life needs the word of God.
但人屬靈的生命是需要神的話。
So just as the body needs proper daily nourishment of food,
就好像我們的身體需要足夠的飲食去維持我們的生命。
Our spiritual healthrequires the proper daily nourishment of spiritual food.
而我哋同樣嘅屬靈嘅生命，亦都需要有足夠屬靈嘅生命去維持。
And it is the Bible that provides us with spiritual nourishment.
而聖經就為我哋提供咗呢一個屬靈嘅食物。
And we must read the Bible to maintain and improve our spiritual health.
而我哋需要讀聖經嚟去令我們屬靈的生命更加好。
So the Bible is the best food for our spirit.
所以聖經對我們屬靈的生命是最好的食物。
When we are sad,
當我們不開心的時候，
It will comfort us.
祂會安慰我們。
When we are lost,
當我們迷失的時候，
It will help us find our way.
祂會幫我們找一條出路。
And when we are afraid,
當我們害怕的時候，
It will give us courage.
祂會給我們剛強。
When we are weak,
當我們軟弱的時候，
The Bible can give us strength.
祂可以給我們力量。
And when we start to lose our faith,
當我們失去信心的時候，
The Bible can help to renew our faith.
聖經可以去改變我們的信仰。
So Job's attitude to the Word of God is a good example for us.
而約伯對聖經的態度是一個對我們來說是一個好的例子。
Let us turn to Job.
請翻開約伯記。
Job chapter 23.
約伯記23章。
Verse 12.
12節。
Job chapter 23, verse 12.
約伯記23章12節。他嘴唇的命令我未曾背棄，我看中他口中的言語過於我需用的飲食。
So Job treasured God's word more than physical food.
所以約伯看重神的言語過於他所需要的飲食。
So do we feel the same way about the word of God like Job?
咁我哋對神嘅話有冇好似約伯咁嘅心智咧
？Peter tells us that we should.
而彼得話俾我聽，我哋應該要有咁嘅心智。
Let us turn to 1 Peter.
請翻開彼得前書。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前書第二章。
Verse 2.
第二節。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 2.
彼得前書第二章第二節。就要爱慕那纯正的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
Here Peter urges us to desire the pure milk of the word so that we may grow.
在这里彼得叫我们要爱慕那纯正的灵奶，以致我们可以渐长。
A baby cries for its food because a baby needs that food to survive.
当婴儿喊的时候是因为他们需要奶去令到他们的生命能够得到延续。
So we should do the same.
所以我们都是要同样的。
Peter tells us that every child of God should thirst for the word of God.
在这里彼得告诉我们每一个神的婴孩应该要爱慕奶。
So we need to nourish our spiritual bodies by feeding on the Bible.
所以我们需要去滋润我们属灵，用神的话去滋润我们属灵的生命。
So we need to read the Bible and learn to digest what God tells us.
所以我们要去读圣经，同埋要去消化神的话。
So just as the right food is needed for us to sustain our physical bodies,
就同样的，我们需要适当的食物去延续我们肉体的生命。
The Bible will satisfy our spiritual hunger.
聖靈會滿足我們屬靈的飢餓。
And it will help us to sustain our life.
而祂亦都會去幫助我們延續我們屬靈的生命。
The second requirement for good health is regular exercise.
而第二個健康的條件就是要多做運動。
So, physical exercise is a key factor in staying healthy.
而健康一個很重要的因素要健康一个重要的因素就是要多做运动。
Exercise encourages the circulation of blood in our body.
运动可以促进我们身体的血液循环。
It also strengthens our bones, the heart, and our lungs.
也可以增强我们的免疫系统。
And exercise will also help to reduce our chances of developing cancer and heart disease.
亦都可以減少我哋得到心臟病同埋癌症嘅機會。
Our bodies are created for movement.
我哋身體係要需要活動。
And our health improves when we are more active.
而當我哋多活動嘅時候，我哋嘅健康就可以得到可以得到改善。
This is true for both our physical and spiritual bodies.
咁呢一個條件係對於我哋屬靈同屬肉嘅身體都係一樣嘅。
Our spiritual exercise comes from doing church work and preaching the gospel.
我哋屬靈嘅活動就係從做聖工而嚟，同埋傳福音。
Let us turn to Mark.
請翻開馬可福音。
Mark chapter 16,
马可福音十六章
verse 15,
第十五节。
Mark chapter 16, verse 15,
马可福音十六章第十五节。他又对他们说：你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。
So Jesus wants us to get active.
所以耶稣需要我哋好主动嘅。
He wants us to go out into the world.And to preach the gospel.
他想我们往普天下去传福音。
That is a direct instruction from Jesus and a duty of every Christian.
这个是神直接的命令，也都是我们身为基督徒的本分。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy.
请翻开提摩太后书。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章。
Verses 1 to 2.
第一、第二节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 1 to 2.
提摩太后书第四章第一、第二节。 我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度祝福你，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。
So preaching the word of God is the most important responsibility we are given.
所以传福音是神交托给我们最重要的一个本分。
And Paul told Timothy to be ready to preach in season and out of season.
而保罗对提摩太的要求就是无论得时不得时都要传道。
In other words, we should always be ready to preach the gospel at any time and in any situation.
也就是说我们要随时准备无时无刻的传道。
Some people have become church members through the preaching of family and friends.
有些人因为家人的传道而成为基督徒。
Some people have become church members because they have read our church leaflets.
而有些人因为读了我们教会的圣经的刊物而成为教会的信徒。
Or they have noticed our church signage.
又或者他们留意到我们教会的看到我们教会的招牌，所以来信。
Recently, I read a testimony about how a brother became a True Jesus Church member.
最近我读了一篇见证，见证那位弟兄为什么会来到真耶稣教会。
He had a work colleague who was our church member.
他有一位同事是我们教会的信徒。
And this church member noticed the Bible that he had on his desk at work.
而这位同事留意到弟兄留意到这位同事有本圣经在他的台上面。
And the church member took the opportunity to preach to him.
那这位信徒就藉着这个机会传福音给他听。
And he invited him to attend a Bible study at church.
那他也都邀请他来教会查经。
And, and through that he became our church member.
而藉此他就成为了教会的信徒。
So we should preach the word of God without worrying about the outcome.
所以我们传福音的时候是不需要担心结果是怎么样。
We just need to fulfill our duty to plant and water the gospel seed.
我们只是需要尽我们的本分去撒种和浇灌。
And we can leave the rest to God because it is God who gives the growth.
而剩下的我们就可以交托给神，因为只有神叫他成长。
So near the end of Jesus' ministry,
而直到耶稣传道生涯的最后一部分，
He told a parable to his disciples about the servants with talents.
他对门徒讲了一个比喻，是一个仆人的比喻。
We can turn to Matthew chapter 25.
我们可以打开马太福音二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25 verses 14 to 30.
马太福音二十五章第十四节。天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们。十五節，按著各人的才幹給他們銀子，一個給了五千，一個給了二千，一個給了一千，就往外國去了。第十六節，那領五千的隨即拿去做買賣，另外賺了五千。第十七節，那領二千的也照樣另賺了二千。第十八節，但那領一千的去掘開地，把主人的銀子埋葬了。第十九節，過了許久，那些仆人的主人來了，和他們算帳。第二十節，那领五千银子的又带着那另外的五千来说，主啊，你交给我五千银子，请看我又赚了五千。也一节，主人说，好，你这有良善有忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。第二十二节，那领二千的也来说，主啊，你交给我二千银子，请看我又赚了二千。二十三节，主人说，好， 你這有良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把許多事派你管理，可以進來享受你主人的快樂。24節，那另一千的也來說，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，沒有種的地方要收割，沒有散的地方要聚斂。25節，我就害怕，去把你的一千銀子埋藏在地裡，請看你的原銀子在這裡。26節，主人回答說，你這又惡又懶的仆人，你竟知道我沒有種的地方要收割，沒有散的地方要聚斂。27節，就當把我的銀子放給兌換銀錢的人，到我來的時候可以連本帶利收回。28節，奪過他這一千來，給那有一萬的。29節，因為凡有的還要加給他，叫他有餘，沒有的連他所有的也要奪過來。30節，把這無用的仆人丟在外面黑暗裡，在那裡必要哀哭切齒了。
So this parable teaches us that we must use the talents that we have received from God.
所以這個比喻教訓我們，我們要善用主耶穌給我們的才幹。
We have to use them wisely until our master returns.
我們要善用我們的才幹，直到我們的主人回來。
And God expects us to give our best according to what we have received.
而神希望我們能夠盡我們的所能去善用我們的才幹。
So we should be active for God.
所以我們對主做工要忠心。
If we do not put the talents given by God to work,
如果我們不主動地去善用神給我們的才幹，
we may eventually lose the talents.
我們或者會損失了這個才幹，
and receive punishment by God.
而反而受到神的懲罰。
In the parable, the faithful servants were given the authority to rule over many things.
在這個比喻裏面，仆人得到主人給他們的權利。
Likewise, the reward we receive from God will be much greater than our efforts.
而我們看得到我們所得到的獎賞將會比我們所付出的更多。
Another way to be active is to do work in the church.
而另外一個方法去顯示到我們主動做工的，就是要做聖工。
It is a duty of all Christians to help in the house of God.
做聖工是我們信徒的本分。
And there is work for everyone to do.
在神家有聖工俾每一位。
And the question is, are you willing to do it?
而問題就在於你願唔願意去做。
When I am asked to do church work,
當我被人問到你要唔要做聖工嘅時候，
I question about my ability to carry out the work.
我會問我到底有冇呢個能力去做。
Sometimes I do not think I can do the work.
有時我覺得我沒有能力去做這個工作。
But then I think about what Jesus will say to me on Judgment Day.
但是我想到主耶穌將來在審判日會怎樣跟我說。
I am afraid when he asks.
我很害怕當他問我，
So what have you done for me?
你到底為我做了什麼？
And I have no answer for him.
而我答不到他。
So this motivates me to accept the work.
所以這個激勵我要去接受主的工。
And to do it to the best of my ability.
而要盡我所能去做。
I believe that is what God requires of us.
我想這個也是主耶穌希望我們全部人都是這樣做。
We can only do our best.
我們只可以盡我們的所能。
And pray for more wisdom and strength from God.
而另外向神求更多的智慧和力量。
When I first came to live and work in Hong Kong,
當我初初來到香港做嘢嘅時候，
I remember my mother asked me if I was doing any church work.
我記得我媽媽問我有冇做聖工。
I said no.
我話冇。
And then she said,
咁佢就話啦，
Just wait, but for now you can pray for the church.
你可以等機會，但係而家你可以為教會祈禱。
I think some people forget thatpraying for the church is important holy work.
我想有些人可能忘記了，為教會祈禱也是一個很重要的聖工。
Because it is easy to kneel down and pray for ourselves.
因為通常我們都很容易地幫跪下為自己祈禱。
What is more difficult is when we devote our prayers to other people and to the church.
但是當我們為其他人甚至為教會祈禱的時候就很困難。
So there are many different types of work we can do in the church.
所以在教會有很多不同的聖工我們可以做。
And no matter if the work is big or small,
而無論個聖工是大還是小的。
We should remember that each time we work for God,
我們要記得每一次我們做聖工的時候,
we are adding to our bank account kept in heaven.
我們是在我們天國的戶口那裡加錢。
So just as regular exercise is essential for our physical health,
就好像多做運動對我們肉體的健康是很重要。
Being active by working for God is important for our spiritual health.
能夠主動地為神工作亦都是對我們屬靈的生命的健康亦都是很重要。
The third requirement for good health is plenty of rest.
而得到健康第三個條件就是要多休息。
So we all need to get adequate rest.
我們都需要有足夠的休息。
Most people require 7 or 8 hours of sleep a night.
很多人需要每晚睡7到8個小時。
So sleep allows our body to recharge.
所以睡眠可以令到我們身體重新得到力量。
It is during sleep that our bodies work to heal and repair itself.
就在睡眠當中我們身體可以自動去愈合。
Spiritual rest does not mean doing nothing.
但屬靈的休息不是代表我們不需要做任何事。
It means doing something that will refresh and restore our energy.
而是說我們需要去做一些事去重新令到我們能夠有力量。
So just as sleep is needed to recharge our physical bodies,
就我們需要睡眠去讓我們肉體的生命得到力量。
Prayer can help us recharge our spiritual bodies.
而祷告能够令我们属灵的生命得到力量。
And Jesus often took time to pray alone in quiet places.
主耶稣常常都抽时间在安静的地方祈祷。
As we can see in the book of Mark,
我们可以在马可福音看得到。
Mark chapter 1,
马可福音第一章
verse 35節。 Mark chapter 1 verse 35。
馬可福音第一章35節。次日早晨天未亮的時候，耶穌起來到曠野地方去，在那裡禱告。
So like Jesus, we should set aside a quiet time with God to pray to him.
好像主耶穌一樣，我們要每日抽出一些安靜的時間來祈禱。
And so we can gain strength from praying.
咁我哋就可以從祈禱中得到力量
，and this will benefit our spiritual health，
而亦都會對我哋屬靈嘅健康有幫助。
Another way to obtain rest is to connect ourselves with Jesus。
而另外一個得到屬靈嘅休息嘅方法就係同主耶穌親近。
Let us turn to Matthew。
請打開馬太福音。
Matthew chapter 11。
馬太福音11章。
Verses 28 to 30。
馬太福音11章28到30節。
Matthew chapter 11 verses 28 to 30。
馬太福音11章28到30節。凡勞苦擔重擔的人可以到我這裡來，我就使你們得安息。我心裡柔和謙卑，你們當負我的轭，學我的樣式，這樣你們心裡就必得享安息。因為我的轭是容易的，我的擔子是輕省的。
So Jesus invites us to come to him because he will give us rest.
耶稣邀请我们每一个人去他那里得到安息。
He also tells us to take his yoke upon us.
他也都叫我们去负他的轭。
A yoke is designed to attach two animals together.
而轭是放在动物的上面。
Two animals.
是為動物而做而放在他們上面的。
So two animals together, so they can work side by side.
而當人將鴨放喺個動物嘅上面嗰陣時，佢就可以同動物一起做工。
And the two animals can share the load equally.
而嗰個動物同人就可以分擔佢哋分擔個重擔。嗰兩個動物就可以分擔嗰個重擔。
So what is the yoke of Jesus?
咁主耶穌嘅壓係乜嘢呢？
It is the cross that every follower of Jesus must carry.
呢個係每一個信徒所要擔起嘅十字架。
So yoke and rest usually do not go together.
而壓同埋休息通常係唔會喺一齊講嘅。
So why did Jesus tell us to take his yoke in order for us to find rest?
咁點解耶穌叫我哋負佢嘅壓而得到安息呢？
Because when we take up the yoke of Jesus,
因為我哋負起耶穌嘅壓嘅時候，
Jesus will be working right beside us.
耶穌就會喺旁邊同我哋一齊。
He wants us to know that he will always be with us.
佢要我哋知道佢永遠都同我哋一齊。
And Jesus wants us to learn from him.
耶穌需要我哋從佢身上學習。
And when we are connected to Jesus,
當我哋同耶穌一齊嘅時候，
we will be thinking about him being there beside us.
我哋就會諗到佢就喺我哋嘅旁邊。
And we will be talking to him in prayer.
我哋喺禱告入邊同佢溝通。
So by learning about Jesus, we can take comfort and find rest for our souls.
而當我哋同主耶穌溝通嘅時候，我哋就喺靈魂上可以得到平安同安息。
So we do not need to struggle through each day alone.
所以我哋唔需要自己嘅去為每天掙扎。
We have a choice.
我哋有一個選擇。
We can choose to rely on ourselves.
我哋可以選擇去依靠我哋自己。
Or we can choose to walk side by side with Jesus.
又或者我哋可以選擇同耶穌一齊行。
So a healthy diet, regular exercise, and adequate rest will enable us to have a strong immune system.
均衡嘅飲食、適當嘅運動同埋適當嘅休息，可以令到我哋有健康嘅身體。
Strong immune system.
有一個好嘅免疫系統。
And this is also important for good health.
而對我哋有一個健康嘅身體都好重要。
So our immune system works 24 hours a day.
我哋嘅免疫系統係24小時運行。
And its function is to defend our bodies against bacteria and viruses.
而我哋嘅免疫系統係幫助我哋去抵抗細菌同疾病。
For example,
舉例講，
when we catch the flu,
好似我哋感冒嘅時候，
we will usually experience fever and coughing.
我哋通常會發燒或者咳嗽。
And this fever and coughing is evidence that our immune system is working.
而我哋能夠有呢、這個發燒同咳嗽嘅症狀，代表我哋嘅免疫系統係進行緊嘅。
A fever is our body's way of trying to kill the virus in a hot environment.
發燒係話俾我哋聽，我哋嘅身體係用呢個好熱嘅環境去抵抗細菌。
And coughing clears our breathing passage.
而咳嗽就係令到我哋嘅呼吸系統暢通。
And also, coughing prevents germs from getting into our lungs.
而咳嗽亦都可以避免到細菌入到我哋嘅肺部。
Also, when a mosquito bites us, we get a red itchy bump.
就好似當蚊咬我哋嘅時候，我哋會有紅腫。
That is also a sign of our immune system working.
亦都證明我哋嘅免疫系統喺度運行緊。
So without a healthy immune system, we will not be able to fight off disease.
所以我哋冇一個健康嘅免疫系統，我哋冇辦法去抵抗疾病。
And as a result, we will die.
咁結果我哋就會死亡。
For our spiritual bodies,
咁我哋屬靈嘅生命，
we also need a strong immune system to deal with threats like trials and temptations.
亦都需要一個免疫系統去抵抗試煉同試探。
And if we don't fight off these threats,
如果我哋唔能夠抵擋到呢啲威脅
，then our spirits will die。
咁我哋嘅靈命都會死亡。
So if we have a strong spiritual immune system，
如果我哋有一個好好嘅屬靈嘅免疫系統嘅話
，we will be able to face trials and be blessed by God。
我哋就可以面對到試煉而受到神嘅祝福。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 5。
請翻開馬太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5 verses 10 to 12。
馬太福音第五章第十到第十二節。
Matthew chapter 5 verses 10 to 12。
馬太福音第五章第十到第十二節。為義受逼迫的人有福了，因為天國是他們的。人若因我辱罵你們、逼迫你們、偽造各樣壞話、毀謗你們，你們就有福了。應當歡喜快樂，因為你們在天上的賞賜是大的。在你們以前的先知人也是這樣逼迫他們。
So Jesus said that we should rejoice when we are persecuted for our faith。
所以主耶穌話俾我哋聽，當我哋被逼迫嘅時候，我哋要喜樂。
If we do, God will reward those who have kept their faith。
如果我哋喜樂嘅話，神會有天上有賞賜俾我哋。
By storing God's word in our heart。
我哋如果將神嘅話放喺我哋嘅心入邊
，we can use it to withstand any trials and temptations that come our way。
我哋就可以用佢嚟抵擋喺我哋面前要面對嘅困難同埋試探。
Just like how Jesus used the scripture to overcome Satan when he was tempted in the wilderness。
就好似主耶穌用神嘅話去回答魔鬼當佢受到試探嘅時候。
The word of God。Allows us to know more about God.
神嘅话令到我哋更加知道佢
，and so we can become spiritually strong.
咁我哋就可以喺属灵上有力量。
So how healthy is your spirit?
咁我哋嘅属灵嘅生命到底有几健康呢
？I hope that what we have discussed will remind us to put extra effort into becoming spiritually healthy.
我希望我哋今晚分享嘅能够。令我哋更加努力去令我哋属灵嘅生命健康。
Physical health is important，
肉体嘅健康系好重要。
But we cannot neglect our spiritual health，
但系我哋唔可以忽略我哋属灵嘅健康。
Because the consequences are too dangerous，
因为后果实在好严重。
As we all know， only a good spiritual body will lead us to eternal life。
因為我哋知道只有健康嘅屬靈嘅身體可以帶我哋得到永生。
A weak spiritual body will lead us to spiritual death。
如果我哋屬靈嘅身體軟弱嘅話，就會引領我哋去到屬靈嘅死亡。
So the guide to good spiritual health is very simple。
所以我哋要有屬靈嘅健康係好簡單嘅。
We need to feed on the word of God。
我哋需要领受神嘅话。
We need to be active for God。
我哋要为主做工。
We need to preach and the gospel and do church work。
我哋要为神传福音同埋做圣工。
We need to pray to recharge our spiritual bodies。
我哋要祈祷向求神得到力量。
And we need to fight off trials and temptations。
而我哋要去抵抗我哋所受到嘅试探。
Finally, I would like to end my sermon with some words of encouragement that Paul gave to the people of Thessalonica.
最后我哋用保罗对帖撒罗尼加教会嘅勉励作为结语。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼加前书。
Chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼加前书第五章。
Verse 23.
第二十三节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23.
帖撒罗尼加前书第五章二十三节。愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。
So I also hope and pray that we can all keep our spirit and body healthy。I'm blameless until our Lord comes again.
我希望我哋能够将我哋嘅 灵魂和身子保守，到在耶稣基督降临的时候能够完全无可指责。
So may all glory be given to our Lord Jesus.
愿一切荣耀归于主耶稣基督。
Let us sing hymn 185.